Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Psychedelics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of psychedelics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Cybin Inc., CYBN. CYBN appoints co-founder Eric So as interim CEO. Cybin Inc., CYBN, has appointed co-founder Eric So as interim CEO, following Doug Drysdale's resignation. So will lead the company as it searches for a new CEO to guide commercialization efforts. In the meantime, So will focus on advancing Cybin's clinical pipeline, including CYB03 and CYB004, to ensure continuity during the transition. Cybin is a neuropsychiatry company revolutionizing mental health care with innovative treatment options for mental health conditions. The company is developing CYB003 for major depressive disorder and CYB04 for generalized anxiety disorder. Founded in 2019, Cybin operates in Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Ireland.
NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, secures FDA fast track for IV ketamine formulation. NRX100 in suicidal depression. Pharmaceuticals Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NRXP, has secured FDA fast track designation for its IV ketamine formulation NRX100 in treating suicidal depression. This designation expands the drug's potential patient pool to an estimated 13 million Americans who consider suicide annually. Clinical trials showed significant reductions in suicidal ideation with IV ketamine compared to placebo. Fast track status makes NRX100 eligible for accelerated approval and the Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program. NRX is preparing an expanded access policy and seeking meetings with FDA leadership for data submission. The U.S. suicidal depression market is valued at over $3 billion annually.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Psychedelics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.